So if you are running autonomous AI agents, you might be, not might be, for sure be sitting on massive security and financial time bomb without even realizing it. You know, lately the developer community has been obsessed with MCP, as we all know. It's a universal standard that lets you plug any AI model directly into your internal databases, your local files, and your APIs. But while everyone is having fun tinkering with these agents on their laptops, scaling them into the real team introduces two massive production challenges. The first one being quite literally devastating security risks, and the second one being the runaway API bills. So today we are looking at why the current chaotic approach to running agents is fundamentally broken, and how an open source platform called Orchestra.ai acts as a secure cost-saving control plane to solve these challenges. I'll leave the links in the description below for you to check it out. So first of all, let's look at the security nightmare. So to let an agent actually do the work, developers often run these systems locally on their machines, and they give full system permissions. So the danger of this setup becomes painfully clear during like a massive security exploit involving Claudebot, for example, right? Which is a highly popular local assistant framework that was later rebranded as Maltbook. Very, very popular in the news. It went viral, you know, because it made running these terminal commands via your AI incredibly easy. It was like viral on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it. It was all over. But because of insecure defaults, hundreds of users actually, you know, they left their control gateways exposed to the public internet. Security researchers, they scanned the web and instantly found these exposed nodes. So because so many developers put Claudebot behind common reverse proxies, the agent's internal security was completely bypassed, right? So the proxies that forwarded the incoming external requests as if they were coming from the developer's own local machine, granting the attackers full command execution over the host systems. And you know, that is quite scary. And to prove how easily this sort of access can be weaponized, Orchestra's CEO demonstrated a simple test. So he basically sent a mock email containing a hidden prompt injection to an active agent. And within just 5 minutes of reading that email, the agent followed the hidden attacker commands and located the developer's private SSH key, and quietly transmitted it back to an external server. So this happens because of what is known as the lethal trifecta. So basically, it means that it becomes highly dangerous when there's an intersection of three capabilities. So the first one being an agent has read access to private or sensitive information, right? Sensitive data. Number two is that it processes untrusted external context. So this can be anything like an email, a web page, a customer support ticket, anything. And third, it has external communication channels, like it has an ability to trigger the webhooks or send emails, right? So it has this external communication channel established. So if you have all the three of these active without an independent gatekeeper, a single prompt injection can completely hijack your agent's reasoning loop, turning its access into an open door for hackers to steal credentials or even delete your resources. Now that's quite scary. But even if you manage to keep all of your agents running securely, running unmanaged loops is an incredibly fast way to blow through your operational budget. You can have like a massive bill. So many developers have shared painful stories of waking up to massive API bills. I don't think many people are, you know, realizing how impactful it's going to be in the next, you know, in a while. In one famous incident, a developer deployed a customer support agent that got stuck in an infinite retry loop with a CRM tool, right? And because there was no hard circuit breaker, the agent spent 6 hours while the developer was asleep, repeating the exact same broken action, and it racked up around $4,200 in OpenAI bill. $4,200. Person was sleeping, right? So in the enterprise world, this shadow AI sprawl is causing a quiet crisis, with some companies racking up over $150,000 in unmonitored token spend in a single billing cycle with absolutely zero business output to show for it. So when the CFO is like, you know, what's up? People, the engineers don't have an answer. This is a structural flaw in how agents process data. So most LLM APIs are completely stateless. To maintain conversational continuity, agent frameworks have to append every single tool call, error message, and step to the history, resending the entire cumulative log back to the API provider on every single turn. So this basically means that your token consumption grows quadratically, not linearly. So a 20 step loop is not twice as expensive as a 10 step run, because it is exponentially pricier, because you are constantly repaying for the text the AI already processed. So it's exponential, it's not like linear. Now, from a cost and ROI perspective, Orchestra can reduce your AI API bills by up to 96%. 96. It achieves this through two main features. First, it uses a dynamic model optimizer. So instead of sending every simple subtask through expensive frontier-grade reasoning models, Orchestra automatically routes basic operations, let's say if you're doing text formatting, extraction, or classification, to cheaper, highly effective models. So it reserves the expensive models strictly for high-level reasoning and planning, and you instantly cut your baseline API spend. Second, it runs automatic token compression on your tool inputs and outputs. So it basically, it strips out the redundant token waste before it resends the logs back to the LLM. So there have been studies that show up to 60% of data returned by the tools is completely redundant context waste. So this compression basically acts as a physical shield against the runaway quadratic bill that we spoke about earlier. So that's interesting. You can basically also set hard granular token limits per session and per team as well, or even per agent if you're running multiple agents, so that you can ensure that a runaway loop triggers an automatic circuit breaker rather than you waking up to like a massive invoice from your cloud provider. Now, from a security standpoint, Orchestra neutralizes the lethal trifecta we spoke about using deterministic AI tool guardrails. So most platforms rely on fuzzy probabilistic LLM prompts to enforce safety, right? Which are incredibly fragile and easily bypassed with a basic jailbreak. Orchestra, on the other hand, enforces deterministic context-aware rule policies. So let me give you an example. You can create a tool result policy that evaluates the data returned by a web scraping tool. And if the scraped content comes from an internal trusted domain, the system classifies the context as safe. But if the agent scrapes a public web page or it reads an external email, Orchestra will immediately flag the context as sensitive or untrusted. And once that context is marked as sensitive, Orchestra's tool call policy dynamically blocks any high-privileged outbound tools. So this can be like, for example, sending an email or executing webhooks. Okay, so that basically means that even if an incoming document contains a brilliantly written prompt injection designed to steal your data, your secrets, the agent's ability to exfiltrate that data is instantly frozen at the infrastructure layer. So even if it still comes, it doesn't matter. Now, for DevOps and platform engineers, Orchestra is built entirely on standard cloud-native architecture. They're also part of the CNCF Foundation, I believe. And it deploys directly to your own self-managed Kubernetes cluster using an OCI-compliant Helm chart. So instead of credentials being scattered across developer laptops, Orchestra uses Bring Your Own Secrets design, integrating directly with the HashiCorp Vault. Credentials are held securely and injected server-side at runtime, meaning the LLM itself never has visibility of your raw API keys or the database connection strings. It also handles identity and access control at the perimeter. So by integrating with enterprise identity providers like Okta via SAML or OIDC, it dynamically maps your corporate user groups to specific agent permissions and also tool access boundaries. And for monitoring and compliance, Orchestra exposes application metrics directly to Prometheus and tracing to OpenTelemetry. So it generates immutable signed audit records for every single interaction, capturing precise prompts, tool arguments, and model completions. This basically gives the security teams complete forensic visibility and makes satisfying strict regulatory standards like the EU AI Act or DORA, for example, remarkably straightforward, which is going to be, it's actually quite important, you know, especially when you're working with regulated industries. Okay, so getting started is quite easy. Make sure you have Docker running. I'm just going to pull the Orchestra Docker image and the quick start run command, just running it on so that I can access it on port 3000. So it's going to spin up like, you know, some Docker containers. This is the quick start guide, so it should take like around a minute, maybe less than that, and you will be able to access it on localhost 3000. So you can basically, by the way, all the links I'll leave in the description below, and I'll show you basically how easy it is to build your first agent. You would also need an API key, OpenAI, Gemini, whatever you want to use. That should be fine as well. So it should come up now. Orchestra, welcome to Orchestra. You can access the front end on port 3000. Okay, so this is the first web page that you will see. You can just use the default credentials. It's going to ask you to change the password. You can do that later. I've already used Orchestra before, but it's going to show you like a prompt to add your LLM provider. So here you can add your API keys. I have added OpenAI, but you can add Cerebrus, Gemini, Grok, Mistral, Ollama, VLMs, XAI, Perplexity AI, whatever you want to use, okay? So I've added OpenAI. And in order to build your first agent, extremely easy, go to MCPs, the Microsoft Playwright MCP, which is for browser automation for chat. Easy. Each user gets its own isolated browser session. So that's in the catalog. And you can just click on install. You can click on details and it says successfully installed, right? So you can run this command like to check the Kubernetes logs. This is the Kubernetes YAML file for the deployment. This is the configuration, like it's visible across the organization. This is the name, this is the description, and so on and so forth. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to agents and I'm going to show you how to create a new agent. I'm going to give this agent a name. I can say Orchestra Docs Reader Agent, which is basically going to read the docs. And I can give it some, you know, instructions. You can actually put like prompts, like you are a playwright. You are using Playwright to answer questions about the project Orchestra based on these documentations. And now for capabilities here, I need to make sure I'm using Microsoft Playwright, adding here. So these are some of the tools that will be given access to this agent. You can create, you know, you can add sub agents if you want. You can do a bunch of stuff and you can basically install more MCP servers and add more capabilities by adding those tools in here. So the possibilities are endless. I'm going to leave everything else as default and I'm going to say create. Okay, so here I can select the docs reader, Orchestra doc readers, let's say Gemini. And I can just ask, how can I deploy our Orchestra? Because it has that context for the documentation, it should be able to answer my question. There we go. So it's saying you can deploy Orchestra platform either via Docker or Helm on Kubernetes for production. Option one, option two, Helm for production. And then you can tell it like, you know, deploying where or on-premise Kubernetes. I can say, you know, on-premise Kubernetes, and it's going to answer how I can basically do it. So that's, you know, essentially the easiest way for you to create your agent, connect it via MCP tools and get up and running with Orchestra. But let me also show you how you can test out the security functionality in terms of like adding Orchestra as the security layer. But you know, there are a lot of use cases. I would recommend you to go to the example repository for Orchestra. By the way, give them a GitHub star. And they have this examples repository for you to, you know, try out using Orchestra in various use cases. So for example, this one like fetches this GitHub issue, which has a hidden prompt injection in it. So when you run this Docker command before and after Orchestra, it's gonna basically show you, you know, what happens. and it's gonna show you an email when you run it in your local system. So running these commands like OpenClaw, OpenWebUI, Pydantic AI, Mastra AI, Dummy Email, MCP Server, for example, right? So just simple Docker commands for you to try out. So a lot of examples for you to test. I've already shown you how to add your API key, but apart from that, it's pretty easy to get started. You can even ask the chat directly, how to get started. But these are just some of the examples that are in that repository. Lastly, also like if you want to contribute, because it's an open source project, they have a Slack community. Make sure you join that and follow the code of conduct, and they have some bounties and stuff as well. You can learn more about stuff that I already mentioned in this video briefly, like the lethal trifecta, for example. So some more security concepts like that, like AI tool guardrails, dual LLM agent, and things like that. So if you want to learn more about these. And rest of the things we basically just covered, and I just wanted to show you, what the project is all about, how you can get started, and how you can do a deep dive into it. So homework for you would be this examples repository and running it on your local system. That would be the next step after watching this video and getting your hands dirty. But we did a webinar with the founder as well, and he did a hands-on demo for a hackathon that we did with vMake Devs. I will leave that in the description below as well, so you can check out that also. And that has a pretty good solid Q&A and also a walkthrough of the platform itself. So I'm throwing a lot of resources your way. It's for your own good, okay? For you to play around with it and test it out. So moving from local unmanaged experimentation to a centralized gateway is not just about locking down your network, okay? It's about proving the business case of AI. So by eliminating shadow AI sprawl, preventing devastating prompt injection attacks, and slashing the token overhead by up to 96%, Orchestra, the open source project, turns AI agents from a risky, expensive experiment into a high-governed, high ROI enterprise asset. So if you want to transition your team's agents from playground setups to a secure production control plane, you can check out Orchestra's open source repositories and the Helm charts to get started today. All the links, resources that I mentioned in this video, I'll leave in the description below. And join their community, ask them questions, contribute. They have been gaining a lot of popularity on GitHub. So get involved in the conversation. And if you have any questions for me, leave those in the comment section below. And I'll see you in the next one. Have a great day.